Morning Watch, The Grace of God in the Economy of God, Week 4, Grace in Peter's Epistles, Wednesday Related Verses, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Therefore, girding up the loins of your mind and being sober, set your hope perfectly on the grace being brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the times of the ages, but now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who nullified death and brought life and incorruption to light through the gospel. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, so that you do not lack in any gift, eagerly awaiting the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you until the end, unreprovable in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, through whom you are called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. For the grace of God, bringing salvation to all men, has appeared, training us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in the present age, awaiting the blessed hope, even the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all lawlessness and purify to himself a particular people as his unique possession, zealous of good works. Related reading. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 13 speaks of the grace on which the believers set their hope perfectly. Nearly every day I pray that my soul will be saved at the Lord's coming back. This is the saving of the soul in the next age for those who enter into the enjoyment of the Lord to feast with him. This grace will come by the revelation of the Lord Jesus at his second coming. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 and 10, Paul tells us that the grace of God which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the times of the ages now has been manifested through the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus. Grace is God's provision in life given to us so that we may live out his purpose. This grace given to us in Christ was bestowed on us before the world began. God's grace was given to us in eternity, but it was manifested and applied to us through our Lord's first coming, in which he nullified death and brought life to us. Because this grace was manifested through the appearing of Christ, Old Testament saints such as Abraham and David did not experience it. The grace destined to be given to us came with the appearing of the Lord Jesus. This grace is not merely a blessing, it is a person, the triune God himself given to us to be our enjoyment. This grace came when the Lord Jesus appeared, and now it is with us today. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Peter also charges us to set our hope completely on the grace. This hope is the living hope, which has issued from regeneration. We need to set our living hope completely on the grace that is being brought to us at the unveiling of Jesus Christ. This grace refers to the salvation of the soul, which will be the consummation of God's full salvation. The grace has been brought to us by the Lord's first coming. It will be consummated by his second coming. On such grace, we should set our hope. Whatever we enjoy of the Lord today is, comparatively speaking, a small portion. This age is an age of foretaste. But when the Lord Jesus comes back, we shall enjoy the full taste. The coming full taste will be the consummation of this unique grace. Toward the end of 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13, Peter speaks of the revelation, the unveiling of Jesus Christ. At present, we are enjoying the Lord Jesus as a foretaste under the veil, but the time is coming when the veil will be taken away. Because we are under a veil with the Lord, others may not be able to understand what we are doing. We may try to tell them that we are enjoying Christ. However, they may say that this is nonsense. Our enjoyment is concealed, and others who do not share the same experience cannot know anything about it. But one day, the Lord Jesus will be unveiled. Then others will be able to understand that we have been enjoying the Lord Jesus. This unveiling will be the coming grace as the consummation of the full salvation of the triune God. If we are not enjoying the Lord Jesus as the foretaste, we shall not have the hope that he will be unveiled as our full taste. When we enjoy the foretaste, we have such a hope. We need to set our hope completely on the grace being brought to us at the unveiling of Jesus Christ.